Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do some evidence skits. Our actors up here, I think we've introduced everyone here except my law clerk, Sarah Wood, and Tracy Shelby. Tracy Shelby and I are going to kind of moderate the skits. We're going to let them do the skit, and then what we're going to ask you to do, and I know this is a lot early in the morning, we're going to ask you to talk amongst yourselves at the table and answer the question as to whether or not the objection should be sustained or overruled. But we're going to make it easy. It's going to be multiple choice. Okay, we're going to put the answers up on the board. You can choose one of the answers, and we'll see how that goes. So let's start with, I guess we have a narrator, right?
Or yes.
Do we? All right, go.
Okay, vignette number one. This is the fact pattern. Creditor alleges that Dr. Debtor's $5,000 debt is non-dischargeable under 523A2A because debtor incurred the debt by means of false pretenses. Creditor claims that at the time debtor signed a contract for the installation of a new billing system, debtor never intended to pay the contracted for fee of 1% of what debtor collected using the system. Debtor responds that the billing system did not work, and that is why he never made a monthly payment to the creditor. All right, Casey Clerk, debtor's file clerk, is on the stand. Creditor's counsel is conducting the examination.
Mr. Clerk, how are you employed?
I work in Dr. Debtor's office.
What are your duties in Dr. Debtor's office?
I'm the file clerk and the bookkeeper. I maintain all of the doctor's patient files and all of his financial files. I'm responsible for generating the billing. I also keep the books in the office. I wash the dishes.